Hey, my name is Bryce Ruthven, and this is Uncommon.
Uncommon and Uncommon Clips are produced by Narelle, a unique digital agency. Head to narelle.com to learn more. That's NARELLE.com.
You know, you've moved to Melbourne now. You're looking at a career professionally. I've seen the way that some of my favorite presenters have spoken about you on shows, and I get a sense that maybe things need to be spoken about more deeply.
Yep.
I guess for you personally, when you think about things in a nutshell, what do you think you did wrong that gave these producers an easy opportunity, and how would you like to set the narrative moving forward?
Well, I think it goes back to the final audition, as they call it, or the first bit of filming that we do, where it's set up as an audition, but you already know you're on the show by then. And I actually got asked about dating apps and partners that had sort of been there in the foreground about, I don't know, throughout the process, was there anyone there? And I'm a pretty honest guy. And I said, yeah, look, I met someone in Canberra on Tinder. It's no relationship, but we've just been hanging out, doing what people that hang out do, that type of vibe. And then that was sort of it for that. And then I sort of thought, well, yeah, I am single. Just because I'm hanging out with someone doesn't mean I'm in a relationship. And we both knew that. And the girl involved actually knew that I was going on Married at First Sight too. And as accepting as someone can be, she was accepting of it. So she knew it wasn't going to be any more than that. And then I guess to me, that all came out on camera because Cam and Coco decided to leave the experiment. And anyone that knows Mass, year after year, there's always a cheating scandal that continues on for a duration of the show. And basically, I think they sort of got stuck for ideas, the producers thinking, shit, what can we do? We've lost them pretty early on, Cam and Coco. That's our probably big scandal for the year gone. So this is where this conversation from the gym comes with Rebecca, where Rebecca's turned around and said that she won. So her, it's hard to keep up with her stories because it's changed her point of view on this situation about five or six times now since the show's done. So the one that I can best remember is that she claims that she hadn't heard about any rumor of me having a secret girlfriend or anything like that until she got to the dinner party, her and Jake. Now, I know that's not true because she's the one that said that she had this conversation with me in the gym, which again didn't happen, that had me mentioning a secret girlfriend and a gift. So a friend that I did have in Canberra, who was that girl, was part of the friendship group I was with in Canberra. And I said early on to Melissa and on camera that, yeah, I was part of a group dynamic that bought this girl a gift. I said, I don't see anything wrong with that. And Melissa was accepting of it as well. But to the others...
So it was a group thing.
Yeah, it was a group gift. Yeah, it was a flower. It was a plant. It wasn't even anything huge.
For what? For a
birthday. For a birthday. It was a birthday gift in a group dynamic. And then to the others, I'm like, well, the others, it's none of their business what goes on. So I just keep saying, yeah, it's none of your business. There's nothing there for you to worry about. So when I kept saying, oh, there's no gift, it's because you don't need to know what happens in the personal life. I know that other stuff was happening behind the scenes with others and that never got raised. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep saying no because it's no one else's business apart from mine and Melissa's and the people that were involved. So we had that situation and then it sort of kept going and going. And then all of a sudden there was these revelations that were popping up here and there and it would just never go away. And I threw myself under the bus to the whole group by saying, hey, you know what? Sorry, I met a girl on Tinder before the show, hooked up with her a couple of times and then that was it. And everyone's like, oh, what? What? I never said that. But the producers knew that I'd mentioned that prior to the show commencing filming properly in that final audition, I'd mentioned it. So then they were like, hang on, he's mentioned this before to us. We can sort of big this up and play on it. So I like to sort of describe it as putting a bit of mayo on a story or a bit of salt and pepper to sweeten up the food. And that's what they sort of did because they had then, I think it was it the girls' night when Samantha came back and had apparently had this conversation with the guy I worked with in Canberra who was supposedly my best mate. That was never my best mate and had said, yeah, this had all happened. I know the girl's name and all sort of stuff, et cetera, et cetera. And there was all things that had came about from that because I think the producers just wanted something to come out in the hope. So we even went to Canberra that was forced by producers. We had to submit final dates like all of us grooms did. And I suggested doing a cruise on Sydney Harbour, which funnily enough, Rebecca and Jake went and did. So they're like, no, we want to go to Canberra. We're sending you guys to Canberra. And I said, well, we haven't been able to do anything during here, as in leave the apartment. Why don't you send us to Canberra? And they said, oh, we're going to send you to your home. I said, well, you know, it's not really my home. And I said, you guys know it's only a short-term thing for me in Canberra. It's why are you making out this big deal that it's from Canberra? I even turned around and said, oh, do you have to make out if it's a big deal? Because no one from Canberra is ever on a reality TV show and it's the nation's capital and gets left behind half the time. And they're like, no, 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 we just want you to go and show her some things. So give us some suggestions about doing this. So I was like, okay, they kept insisting. I then organized for us to go to the Canberra Raiders home ground to go and kick a footy. I'm a sports guy. It made sense for me to go there. Then the guy I worked with, Jason, had organized for us to go and do some go boating on Lake Billy Griffin. And the producers then miraculously found out that the turf at the Canberra Raiders stadium was being relayed the 3 days that we were off, the 2 days we were in Canberra, which was a crock of shit. Because I'd rung my general manager at the radio station who'd organized, and he said, it's not true. And then they turned around and said that we can't do go boating because it's not good for audio. So I was then sent a YouTube clip from the owner of the go boating in Canberra saying, hey, they filmed travel guides here a couple of months ago, a Channel 9 Endemol show. Just pass on this and say, hey, we've filmed here before. It works all fine. And then they saw it and then obviously ignored it because they'd been shown that they were lying again. So we got to Canberra. Then the biggest thing for us was that we had the friends catch up, where there's that secret footage of my friend saying, oh, he's lying, he's lying, he's lying. So basically they had been told from the producer, whose name was Jess, that came down. So not even our own couples producer had the guts to come down with us to Canberra because she was, I'm going to say, too ashamed of what was about to happen and how we were going to be sort of stitched up. And we had this producer who was the best of getting shit out of anyone. She would get blood out of a stone as producer. I kid you not. And she had said to my friends, hey, Bryce has said that he's got a girlfriend and that he's bought a gift, but we've got him saying that he hasn't bought a gift. So he's lying. And they're like, huh? We don't really know much about it. And said, oh, like, well, ask him about this situation with the secret girlfriend and the gift. So we also let on camera. That's basically all we saw. Something else that you didn't see from that situation was the producer forced us to switch phones and go through our phones, through call histories, through texts, through Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, you name it, any sort of way to find something on camera. They were filming it all. Never made it to screen because there was nothing that they found, vice versa. And we both turned around and said, we're not the sort of people to sort of snoop through phones. That's a real, I guess, untrustworthy trait to have in a relationship. And we're not those sort of people. And she's like, well, it'll clear the air, won't it? I said, well, yeah, it will. So we did it.
In hindsight, what do you think you could have done to arrest the narrative around this sort of stuff? Or do you think once you're either liked or disliked, or your particular narrative is taken a certain way by producers, there's not much you can do about it?
No, honestly, for the first time in my life, I was clueless on what to do. I was being as honest as possible with situations to everyone, not even just Melissa, to everyone there, producers, the head of the show, the other participants on the show, and still it wasn't good enough. So honestly, that's where, for me, my mental health went downhill rapidly after that, because I was like, you know what? I'm literally repeating myself week after week at a dinner party, at a ceremony, and I'm constantly being attacked for speaking the honest truth. So my mental health went downhill very quickly.